Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7pm here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
This is Sheffield Live.
N-E-X-T.
Abruptly, the sound ceased. Suddenly the desolation, the solitude became unendurable.
Ha! We'll soon sort that out.
The Smashing Pumpkins with Jelly Belly from their 1995 album Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness.
And what a way to start this week's edition of Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there and also download the podcast later and listen at your leisure. It is Bank Holiday Monday, the 6th of May, and yes, we are here live in the studio, and we've got Chris Dale with us yet again. Yay! So Chris, yes. What did you think to that Smashing Pumpkins track?
Never heard it before. Brilliant song. Excellent.
A great title for the album as well.
And I see Chris has got his bells out.
He's got his bells out. He's got his fun-loving criminals T-shirt on, 100% Colombian, it says. So why is Chris here, you may ask? Well, in the second half of the show, we've got his... Chris's punk track of the week as normal, but is here to play some of his other favourite tracks, and they'll be coming up later in the show. And also, it is snooker final today, but I think, well, wouldn't you rather be listening to us, Chris?
Absolutely, 100%.
Absolutely. Now then, later on the show, we'll be talking to RPG for his pick of the rocks for
and
brand
can
new
I just
releases.
Say his four tracks for this week are completely weird.
Oh, they're interesting, aren't they? Yeah, I remember you
I had to ring him up
and check. You'd expect nothing less, would you? Next up, we've got a track from Dwayne Eddy, the late great Dwayne Eddy, the king of twang, a very influential and pioneering guitar, died 30th of April, age 86. This track's from 1959.
Sheffield, made by you.
Because
And that was Talking Heads back in 1985 from the album called The Little Creatures. A track was called And She Was. Before that, Suede, So Young from their debut
self-titled debut album. 1993.
Phew. And of course, Duane Eddy with the track Peter Gunn from 1959.
Actually written by Henry Mancini and came from the TV show theme music for Peter Gunn. If you've just tuned in, where have you been? And I mean you, Steve. And to this bank holiday edition of Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We've got a special guest in Chris. His punk track of the week comes up in the second half as normal. But next up is one of his favourite tracks, I reckon.
Well, it's one of my favourite albums. It's the Cult Live at the Marquee. It was actually recorded in 1991, released in 1993. And I think it's just stood the test of time. So I've chosen the opening number, which is Nirvana.
Excellent. It originally came off the album Love, I reckon, 1985. Ooh. But this was a live version.
So many facts.
There's so many facts on this show, but it's all about the music, really. Here we go. It's a banger, says Chris.
We'll be right back. this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. Not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how.
London calling, see we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the truncheon thing. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engines stop on him, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning. I live by the river to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is going thin. A nuclear error, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning. And I live by the river. It was true. London calling at the top of the dial. And after all this, won't you give me a smile? London calling. I never felt so much alike.
And that was a Clash, London Calling. From 1979, before that, Oasis Wonderwall from 1995, and before that, The Cult Live with Nirvana.
Yes, yay! Come on, Chris.
Yay!
But, to be fair, that was a great recording of it. Amazing. We've got a few more tracks to come from Chris later on the show. Next up, we've got RPG on the line. If you've just tuned in, listening to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org, playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. PG's got four brand new releases, I believe, for us, and Paul's laughing already. It's a cracking setup for this Bank Holiday Monday. Let's see if he's on the line. Good afternoon, PG.
Well, hello. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Are you enjoying the snooker, Paul?
I've been listening to the show, as you know.
And I should think so as well. Excellent. We've got Chris in the studio as well.
Yeah, hi, PG. Yes. How you doing, mate?
Great. Smashing. Some great tracks, Chris.
Brilliant. Yeah, and yours normally is one of the favourite parts of the show for me.
Don't say that, Chris. You see? So, come on, Paul. Apparently, these are four corking tracks.
How's it go? We'll soon sort that out.
Oh, dear. Here we go.
Here we go, then. First up.
Right. Well, straight off the blocks, we've got a band called Bug Facer. And it's actually quite an old one, this. It came out 26th of April.
Oh, Paul.
They're a four-piece band from Hull, so I suppose I can be excused being late. They call themselves a noise punk band.
Ooh.
And I think this track's a bit of a nod to Tolkien, but basically they said it was a track that we thought we should have some fun with, rather than being tied to the telling the story, giving things end to end. So
excellent.
A bit of a crazy track. The four pieces: James Cooper on guitar, Will Longton on drums, Tom Steele on bass, and Josh Burdett on guitar. They're from East Yorkshire or Hull, and the track's called fiery demon attacks old man on bridge.
Excellent. I have to say, Paul, there's some good bands coming out of Hull.
Yes, it seems to be. Well, City of Culture probably did boosted them quite well, didn't it? So,
and I'm sure the Spiders from Mars came from there as well.
Yes.
Yes, they did, yeah. So I think some interesting stuff coming out of Hull, and they're still doing a lot of cultural events on the back of their year. So, interesting stuff. Anyway, our second track is Stella, and it's actually a fella.
I did think that when we cued it, I thought that sounds like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, now, Stella set off on 2018 with his debut EP, which was Amalfi. But then, through personal sort of issues, he decided that he was going to take the next 4 years out. So he exiled himself from the music scene for 4 years, and now he's back. So this EP is going to be due out soon, and I haven't got a title for it yet. But the track we're going to play is A Study in Balance. It was actually issued for the 3rd of May, and he's a singer-songwriter, indie rock pop. So you can pick the straws out of that one, I think.
Excellent. 3rd of May, Paul. Ooh, only 3 days old then.
Yeah, well, I can
match
that.
This is what we like. Oh, come on then.
Another track from the 3rd of May is a release from Chaosphere, who we've played before. They've got their album In Scars We Trust, which is a cracker with 10 tracks on it. It was a 3rd of May release, and they're an Australian band from the Gold Coast. They actually formed back in 2015, so they're well into harness these days, and the track is Bring Out the Dead.
Ooh! Blimey.
Uh-huh. Oh, but we've got a sweet to finish off, I guess. We've got Canned Pineapple. And there's the release. On...
Where do people get their names from, eh?
I don't know. It's good stuff. It was released on the 1st of May. And we played the previous tracks a while back. They had a track out called Bowie.
And, oh, yes.
Yes.
This track is called She Says. They're a Brighton-based five-piece band. Sean Jury is lead vocals, and he's the songwriter. His songwriting partner's Oakley Gardiner. Jude Allenby, a multi-instrumentalist and recording engineer. Gabe Rice on guitar. And Charlie Pringle on drums. And this summer they're going to be playing quite a few events. They're doing the Great Escape Festival, Left of the Dial Festival, Live at Heart Festival, and they're touring the UK starting in May. So,
wow.
Canned Pineapple is a band, She Says is a track, and I think... it's rock music in all its forms, is what we say.
Excellent. I must say, Paul, well done. Hot off the press. Keeping us bang up to date. Good stuff. Sit back in the sunshine and enjoy the rest of Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Bye-bye, Paul.
I shall. Cheers, guys.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
City.
I fell off my bike in the middle of the night, coming down a hill still a little bit high, from a party I didn't even really want to go to. Me, myself, and I, and the tears in my eyes, we watched as we saw the sunrise. It was brighter than we wanted it to be. I still think about the night you said you loved me. I felt so happy I could die. Oh, you want it till you have it, then you fight it when it happens. And you've always known the question, but you're too afraid to ask it. It's beautiful and tragic, it's heartbreaking and romantic. It's a patient, painful practice, it's all a study in balance. Horoscope full of hope as a joke, and it told me I was gonna fall right off of a tightrope. I've been walking a fine line, haven't I? Trust me, I know you chose someone else to hold, but I'm calling to see if you could give me back my telescope so I could not feel so alone. I still think about the way you said you loved me. I felt so happy I could die.
N-E-X-T.
Of the Rocks for Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org, playing great rock music in all its forms. They were Paul's picks for this Bank Holiday Monday special. They were,
and that was Canned Pineapple with She Says, Chaosphere with Bring Out the Dead, they definitely did, Stella with A Study in Balance. And we started out with
Bugface.
Bugface!
Fantastic. That was amazing.
We loved that.
So, we did. Yeah.
So that was Bugface with a track called Fiery Demon Attacks Old Man on Bridge.
Cracking lads.
Punk. We like a bit of punk, don't we? Of course, you are listening to Glory Days Rock Show. We're nearing the end of the first hour, but there's plenty more to come yet, and we're here for 2 hours in total, so stick with us. Next up, Chris, you've got a second track. I was going to play this in a few weeks' time, but you're ahead of the game, so tell us about this one and why you like it so much.
Well, one of my favourite bands of all time, Faith No More. I sort of got into them in the early 90s with my friend Alex Kirby and Ian Fletcher, and we had the fortune of going to see them at the Sheffield Arena in, I think it was February 1994, and they absolutely blew our socks off.
Excellent.
So I've been a massive fan, and what you probably don't know about Faith No More is that they've had more different lineups than you care to mention. But one notable is that Courtney Love was briefly part of Faith No More, and then it was decided that Mike Patton would become the lead singer. So she only had a fleeting appearance.
Oh, never mind.
But they were meant to be doing a UK tour in 2021, but that was stopped by COVID.
So the track I've chosen, it's not a live album, it's off their fourth album, and it's called Midlife Crisis.
Excellent, here we go.
Matt Elders from Arts and Monkey. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
know what to do. It's the time of the season for the people like you. Cold when tomorrow shows the scars on your face. It's a clue to the answer. We all change. It's a clue to the answer. We all change. 3, 5, and 7. Let the heaviest load reach the top of the heaven that's fallen below. Devil may care, but you wish for the best. Can't you see there's an answer? The lies there. Can't you see there's an answer? The lies there. Blue.